field, a metaphor for the court's treacherous power struggles, fuel her determination. Her journey sets the tone for a narrative rich with suspense, where every ally could be a foe, and every secret carries the weight of destiny. Parallel to Juliet's quest, Christopher grapples with the haunting legacy of his mentor's death, uncovering cryptic scrolls that hint at a clandestine society manipulating the dynasty's fate. His path through mist-laden streets and bamboo groves is fraught with danger, as shadowy figures trail his every move. Meanwhile, Max, Sadie, and others delve into their own investigations, each uncovering fragments of a sprawling conspiracy that binds their fates. From hidden archives to moonlit shrines, their stories converge in a symphony of courage and cunning, where the past's echoes shape the future's course. The Burning Field of Self is more than a historical epic, it's a meditation on loyalty, loss, and the fires of ambition that burn within us all. Voth Wong masterfully blends vivid prose with intricate plotting, drawing readers into a world where the scent of incense mingles with the tang of betrayal, and the hum of drones underscores a society at the crossroads of tradition and upheaval. Each chapter pulses with tension, from clandestine meetings under cherry blossoms to desperate escapes through labyrinthine tunnels, promising a journey that will captivate and challenge. As Diego and his companions confront the shadows of a crumbling dynasty, they embody the resilience of the human spirit, daring to seek truth in a world shrouded in deception. The Burning Field of Self invites you to immerse yourself in their struggle, to feel the heat of their resolve, and to discover the embers of hope that flicker in even the darkest of times. Prepare to be enthralled by a tale where every step forward is a dance with danger, and every revelation a spark in the burning field of self-discovery. Chapter 1. Shadows in the Emperor's Court. Juliet stood at the gates of the capital, her heart a mix of apprehension and anticipation. The city, a sprawling testament to the dynasty's grandeur, buzzed with an energy that seemed to pulse through its very veins. The air was thick with the hum of drones hovering above, their metallic forms glinting sharply against the ancient skyline. As Juliet stepped forward, the ground beneath her feet trembled ever so slightly, a reminder of the tectonic shifts not just beneath the earth, but within the very fabric of the court she had once thought immutable. Her mission was clear: uncover the truth behind her brother's disappearance, a truth she knew was entangled in the political machinations that had gripped the empire. Juliet's senses were heightened as she navigated the bustling streets. Vendors hawked their wares with fervor, their voices mingling with the clattering of wooden carts and the distant, rhythmic thrum of machinery. The scent of incense mingled with the aroma of street food, creating a heady cocktail that was both invigorating and overwhelming. As she moved through the throng, Juliet's attention was drawn to the Imperial Palace, its towering spires piercing the sky like accusing fingers. There was an unspoken tension in the air, a palpable unease that seemed to ripple through the crowd. It was as if the citizens themselves were caught in a grand, invisible web, their whispers a chorus of fear and wary curiosity. The palace loomed over them all, its shadow a stark reminder of the power it wielded. Juliet's internal conflict mirrored the city's turmoil. Her mind raced with questions, each more pressing than the last. She thought of her brother, his laughter, his dreams, and the cruel silence that had followed his disappearance. Anger simmered beneath her calm exterior, fueling her determination to peel back the layers of deceit that shrouded the court. As she reached the market's edge, a sudden commotion caught her eye. A group of men, clad in robes of deep crimson, moved purposefully through the crowd. Their presence was met with a mixture of awe and fear, the people parting before them like water around a rock. Juliet's heart skipped a beat. These were the Emperor's personal guards, known for their ruthlessness and loyalty to the throne. Their appearance in the open market was unusual, and it sent a ripple of suspicion through her thoughts. Driven by an instinct she couldn't quite name, Juliet followed the guards at a discreet distance. They moved with a precision that spoke of military discipline, their eyes scanning the crowd as if searching for someone or something. Juliet's pulse quickened. Could they be on the same path as she? The thought that their objectives might align, however briefly, was both terrifying and thrilling. Her steps faltered.